כלל ישראל are going to Mitzrayim. You know, we read the parshas, you know, we're following the Bria from the day that the Bria started. We're following the Bria. We don't see something so bad that Klal Yisrael did. Chas Yosef, we don't find this huge avedus that Klal Yisrael did. Klal Yisrael going into Mitzrayim, the Ovdu, the Inu Oisov, Arba Meoishono, Bachoimer Balevini, Bavoy de Kosher, Bacholavoy de Basode. Little kids, Shechten kids, Holocaust, Mamish, German, Mamish, Zelbe Yamach Shemon Bezicho. He wants to rinse and bath full with blood of little kids. Every boy that walked in the water, the missing stones, and put kids inside the stones. Terrible stories Chazal tell us. What we did. You know, when we passed the Holocaust, we gemeint, you know, we did a lot of bad things over the last 2,000 years. So some people answer to themselves, we deserve it. What Klal Yisrael answered in themselves when they were sitting in Mitzrayim? Maybe you're not allowed even to speak right out of the way I'm asking the questions. What Klal Yisrael answered to themselves? What we did? Is Chazali. I want to go and do Chvod Hashkofet. Yasor Yisrani Ko Velamoves Loi Nesanuni Es Asher Yoyav Hashem Yoichiyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt different in Yonim, it's not what we're going to speak about, why the way to make Klal Yisrael is that 200 years they were suffering in Mitzrayim, Ha'atayim Ve'eser, Hedu. I want to ask, I understand if you suffer and then another 5 years we make you the God Lador, it was Kedai to train you. You're shechting thousands of kids. These kids don't wake up. I said, love it. Thousands of 210 years, hundreds and thousands and millions disappear. So what they have from it? What they have from it? I said, what's the place for them? But this is the Ashkofa. This is the right Ashkofa. Even though we don't understand it completely yet. Oh, but this is the way the Ummah Israel starts. I sent Shabbos a letter to a person that passed when I was Messiah. He was in Kovne when they killed all the Yidden. Terrible how the guy was doing. Can't even read it. And he says that we were sitting and waiting that the fire will come down from the Shemayim and burn these people, and nothing was happening. The answers as a chidush the gamis agoy asher yavoidu don anoichi, another 210 years something will happen to them. But you could wait for 210 years and nothing will happen. A person, I'll try a little bit to buy the short time that we have the Ashkofe. But why I'm saying that? People that the Ashkofe is gesund and they will understand the Ashkofe, they came to a matzav like the Holocaust. They didn't mind. They were killed. People were killed around them. They didn't have questions on the Muna because it was Sabbath. It was already Mesudah inside them. People that didn't collapse. But people that could, it was not a question. A person has to know not every time you have to go far away to what we're speaking about. This is the Spitz. Ganz Klal Yisrael, 210 years. Bittul Teire, house. Hashem feels that this is the way that the Yidden after it. These kids, these people are not around. This is the way. They kill, they suffer, and the leftovers. Chazal called them Aloloi David Zor, and Aloloi David Zor. Now that after these years, they're already Malochim. Came out a group of diamonds. Aloloi David Zor, and Aloloi David Zor. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels Klal. From the beginning, not after we were so bad, so we think that we're suffering. From the beginning, this is the way it started. And this is the way it will be. Biz Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Biz Mashiach Tzidkeinu. This is the way. Some people, when I was a kid, I heard some kids, a friend of mine, good the kids, but you know, they didn't know Ashkafa. They were asking, you know, we believe, that the world is kind for 6,000 years. She's kind of cold. Starting to scratch the end. 200 years. How much is left? So such a big gullus, what is left? When the gullus started, we're sure 10 years gullus for 2,000 nice years. We're going to find out now 2,000 gullus for 200 years. 200. 32 4 Shekhar. It's not a kasha. Could be the as unsere Ashkofe could be the ganze goal for 1 year of Mashiach. As we call another kasha. So we say, maybe it's a good word, meaning on Ashkofe, yeah. Well, this has to know that. Maybe Mamshik wants to be Mazbe with Ashkofe. About it, this is our Ashkofe. But a person has to, before he goes out to life, to fill himself with the Richtige Ashkofe. A person has to know the same big picture that I'm showing you, that this is Klal Yisrael, and this is the way it works. It's in every private person's life. Every person's life is the same mahalach. A person sometimes feels, I'm suffering, and I'm suffering, and I'm suffering. I never have menucha. Some people think when they get married it will come. I'm telling you, it doesn't. The tzoros just get bigger. It never stops. תלמידי חכמים אין להם מנוחה בעולם הזה. אין להם. אין להם מנוחה. You want to argue with the Gemara? It's one way. Don't be a תלמיד חכם. Don't be a תלמיד חכם. Then you'll have מנוחה. A lot of people. They think they have. It's not that they don't. אין להם מנוחה בעולם הזה. This is the way that a person has to pass. This is the tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the person to the world to have Yisurim. The Gemara Zog Asher Yoyav Hashem Yoychiach Eilu Yisurim Shel Avo. Zog the Gemara, if there's a reason to punish you, they punish you, and if there's no reason, you get Yisurim because Hashem likes you, but you get Yisurim. Other you suffer because you're bad, other you suffer because you're good, and the more you're good, you suffer more. Rabbi Eichmann says Din Grove and Asor Abir. So he took out the bone. It's my 10th kid that I lost. The 10th kid that I lost. Then the Gemara says, Rish Lakish died. Rabbi Yechanan Yotzam Yidaitoi. He couldn't live till he was just walking around. He didn't know what to do. So he died, and he will die, and he died. This is the way his life finished. First he lost 10 kids, then he lost his Chavrusa. He couldn't anymore, and they died for him to die because he couldn't. This is Rabbi Yechanan. Asor Arugim Malchus. Terrible end. Terrible. He's suing, peeling off their skin. Shame Shamayim, only to think about it. Hashem likes you, you're suffering. He doesn't like you, you're also suffering. Why I'm saying this? If a person is miyasa to himself, the same thing no one could even try to think. when he was sitting in Chas V'Shalom in Germany, and the goyim are doing what they want. Mistamet tomorrow, the German 6 years happened, and everyone, 6 million people disappeared. And every one of them was sure tomorrow this fire will come up and burn them. Listen, sometimes people do bad to you. Sure, soon Hashem will give them the nekama. Atot the nekama kumt. Atot the nekama kumt. You're waiting for it already. Chas v'shalom, but no nekama will come. You need to suffer. He's doing it, if not, someone else will do it. You're here for suffering. You're here for suffering. Chas v'shalom. Life is for sure good. Person doesn't have to start to come and feel, you know, he came here to suffer. But the Ashkofe has to be, and this is what we started to speak a little bit last week. Sheva Yipom Tzadik V'kom. It's not only even Sheva Yipom Tzadik V'kom, Vatum Ravutna. It's because Sheva Yipom Tzadik V'kom. The Yisurin is the way of the growth of a person. It's no different way. It's no different Ashkofe. It's in the Prat, it's in the cloud. It's in the Prat, and it's in the cloud. It doesn't mean that a person will not have happy moments in life. It doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to try to have nice life. It doesn't mean that a person is not allowed to try to have a nice time. That doesn't mean that. It means that when a person gets his Yisurin, you know, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv U'Meitiv L'Kol. Toiv U'Meitiv L'Kol. Someone woke me up yesterday, 2 o'clock by night, till 5 o'clock, with terrible tzaras. I was yelling, screaming, Malish. Till 5 o'clock it stopped. 4:45. So I told him, yeah, he had songs. Not as long and Richter, you put a 2, number 3, you know, songs that he had. I told him that I was in yeshiva. They gave out these, you know, they give out these papers before they come to collect. Sometimes they give you like a couple of hours before, like a little paper to know what they're coming to collect. So one of these papers, they put me in a paper. So they said in the family that they lost the father, the mother is nish normal, they live in Tzfas. If it's true, not machmish tzfas, but they state in the paper. The kids, one is here, one is there, and there's one little kid that is left to live with the mother together in Tzfas. The mother is not normal, the kid is 12 years old. Sometimes the mother comes back, sometimes she doesn't come back. So the day that the mother doesn't come back, it gets night, the kid is very scared. So she's very scared, the little girl. So she knocks my neighbors. She says, my mother didn't come today. So they, you know, they also don't have to put a blanket and she can sleep there. This kid suffers. Every one of you has you have your problems. So you call, you go to speak. So the kid doesn't have no one. Parents, no money, no food, no clothes. No father, no sugar, no mother. Nothing. Terrible. Hashem is Tevu Meitiv, and he sees that. And he does it. And this is the way he created his people. And there's a tachlis for that in the Bria. There's a tachlis. So I told these people, you're suffering more from this little kid. I'm not threat, man. You're suffering, what do you want? Look what they're suffering. What do you want exactly? What do you want? That you're suffering like them? And they're going fighting. So what I'm trying to say, I want to come to the point. If a person will understand that Yisurin is a tachlis, asher yoyav Hashem yechiyach, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says he had a shmuz in our parasha. He went in his way about the vault we could take for the two self-gender miskarot. Shalosh hayu ba'isa eitza. Iyav, Bilam v'Yisrael. Yisrael sheborach ala legdula, hava neschak malay. Iyav sheshosak nidan b'Yisurim. Bilam sheyoatz was killed. Right, Reb Chaim Shmulei. Isura Iyov, Chazal say it's the worst Isurim that a person could suffer. So the Gemara of Basra, some people skipped it, I think, in the end of the first parak. But the Gemara is talking about Basra that it was harder for the Sultan from harder for Iyov. Iyov just suffered. The Sultan had to give him the most Isurim in the world and not to kill him. Mamash, the most you could suffer till a second before you could die. Moshe Sha'imrim La'adam Shver Chavis B'Shmer Yeina. Break the Chavis and wash the wine. Kosh is Sivrei Shel Malach HaMoves Shel Sotten M'Sivrei Shel Yeim. He suffered till a second before what a human being can suffer. Because Bilam just was killed. Yeah, such a nice person. So he was quiet, so he has to suffer. Everyone will say, you know, please kill me. Please kill me. I'm not speaking now if the answer is because we get scharam elabahabah for the isurim. How the cheshbonis work, I don't know. It's not the shmuz we spoke once. For so much isurim, you get so much scharam gan eden. It's not the point. Shteit in Chazal, it's better to live with such isurim from dying. It's better for Eiv to live with such isurim from dying. So what are we trying to say? If a person manages to put this hashkofa inside his head, and I'm telling you, I'm just giving you a favor, and it's something to take for life. When the Yisurim come, sometimes a person, he tries to run away. You're allowed to move. If someone throws a stone, you're allowed to try to move your head. There's no mitzvah to stand there, you know, to think that it's a ball or something, yeah? How about you allowed to move your head? How about it? The Isurim, this is the way Hashem does it, and as a tachlis, and the more you behave b'shas the Isurim, the more you behave b'shas the Isurim, you come to the more tachlis that you have to be. They say that Rebbe Elchanan, the shiurim b'shas that they were standing, you know, the Germany Yimach Shemam, they made big pits. As a chayfer bar, a yachper aza, and they put everyone near it, and they shoot, and everyone went down, and then they covered it. So Rabbi Chanan said that we are the korbanos that Hashem is makriv to save the next generations. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael only could carry on being Klal Yisrael with us. So if a korban has a machshava psula, it's pigul. So we have to have a machshava kedusha. This letter, this person that was in the ghetto in Kovna, she writes down, how terrible how they were doing, the Kiddush Arayim to deport him, and they had a grandfather who was killed, very choshev a yid. And they ran to his room, everyone was crying, was mal zayin. And he picked up his head and he told them, Kindalach, every day we say twice, Shema Yisrael, we want to be Meisar Nefesh. And it comes, why are you crying? You know, Hashem was mezakeh us. Here, the Mitzvah Nefesh came. Well, for what are you panicking? To try to work to get out? We'll try. Ishtadlet. But if Hashem decided that it would, here, so it came. The koyach of the Yitzharorim, he uses every Yisurim for every bacher to make him not to learn. It doesn't go, I don't have to learn. I don't have a chavruse. I don't have to be in Seder. I don't have this. I don't. This is the way the Yitzhahara does it. Every little weakness, I have an excuse. Doesn't go. I'm not happy. I'm not smart. Not going to hear. I'm not going to dare. This is in the lowest level of Yisurim. It's in the lowest level. With Yisurim and Bochim at the lowest level of Yisurim. This is Narishkeit. He doesn't speak to me, he does speak to me, this friend, this dear, this Narishkeit. I'm suffering, I have a problem, I'm suffering, I have an excuse, I have a headache today, I'm tired today. So the lowest level of Yisurim. Sigeish. It's the lowest level. If a person approaches it, we're here for that. We have to be a Yid Chakam. Most of the Yid in Hashem, over most of the goddess, the plan is that you'll be a Yid with suffering. This is the way Klal Yisrael started. So of Mitzrayim, 40 years in the Midbar, Beis HaMikdash 400 years. Another Beis HaMikdash 400 years. That's the ganze Maisa. Second Beis HaMikdash was already a lot of going, all those Chashmonoim, though. Yeah. So it was maybe 600 years, a bit of good. A bit of Meishvet HaShefti, Mamol, in between. That's the ganze Zah. So Moses is bad. What was the plan? This is the plan. So a person has to know. Every person, Shemazaman Ayobach told me that, is not one person that doesn't suffer. Everyone thinks that the other ones are not suffering. Everyone thinks that the other one is not suffering. And everyone says that what I'm suffering is the worst. If a person will chap himself, mischazek, I'll tell you, my wife told me, you know, to quarter to five, we're awake, you know, we're shugoyim, you know, it's not a life like this. So I thought, only shtel tzach tzuchas v'shalem, one of our kids was very sick and we were standing now in the hospital at 5 o'clock. Baruch Hashem, we could stand awake, suffering for someone else. So shleichte yisurim, someone disturbing the house till a quarter to five in the morning. Screaming, yelling, the whole police would come, mach l'shtoyz. But I said, you could have really been. One of the kids could have been in jail and would have to fight till a quarter to five in the morning to take him out. Much less geschmack. One of the kids, Chas v'Shalom, has a machle. And he stand outside the surgery waiting for the answer till a quarter to five in the morning. So Hashem gives you that. Zerach Yisurim, Chazek Yishmak Yisurim. Halavai Alamal Oni Sach Yisurim. If a person fears, but why I have to suffer Bichlal? So every little thing makes him nervous. No, Baruch Hashem. The Baruch Hashem has decided, I'm not in Germany, Baruch Hashem. Pashtas, I'll be in Germany. Most of the Golas, you know, this is a life, the Golas. This is Kufa now. It's a lot of Yitzahos. And the Klal Yisrael are suffering much less for most of the times. Most less. Now the kid is going in the street, the police will chop him and take him and put him somewhere that he will never know where he is. And all the days get in. The guy did what they want, he's nothing what to do. He chopped him, and all the days get in. No, Hashem, it's a lech to Yisur. And a person is not aimed in it. You have to know. He puts all of us together. Everyone will be an Olam HaEmes. And you see, Yankel that was living 500 years ago. There was no water to rinse his hands. There was no bathrooms. So the guy says, if I wear your water, my stomach hurt. Yeah, I had problems with my stomach. When we were today, I asked him, I didn't see him. I had a problem with my stomach. What do you think he did 500 years ago? He had to walk every time outside the city, come back, yeah? Some of this person never opened the gemara in his life, such a person. He has rounds in his stomach. Have a headache. So what do you do? Nice, I took it easy. I always took it easy. They didn't have nothing, they slept in there, there was no food, there was nothing. They had to go out. Hashem will compress. All of us are here for Yisurim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the least of Yisurim. We have to stand in the matzav to be aimed at the Nisayan. How will we face 6 million people that were fighting every day to put on tefillin? But it's still a snapish. I met a Yid a month ago, 80 years old. Told me he never took off his tzitzis, the whole war. All different places, different colors, and mazal colors, and he ran from one camp to the other camp. Never took off his tzitzis for a second. Tell me, he was in the way he ran back to Russia. Managed the end of the war. You know, no papers, Golnish, they found you, they just sent you to Siberia to freeze up there. and this guy chaps him. And tells him, those big Russian, you know, with all the medals and stars. And the guy chaps him, you know, like on his shirt, and his shirt tears. And, you know, you see it sits. So, Abdi, b'steichet ha'yid, he told him in Yiddish. B'seira. This guy was a kid when he was a little kid. And the person he killed, everyone he killed before him and after him, the tzitzis saved him. How you will face such a person that some hours, some pachim don't put on a tzitzis? Came at our kind of bachim. All of these nisyonis, a bachim was shvach, he was sick today. What you will answer to years of people living in Sichas Nefesh? The Gemara says, Yosef Mechayev, Hillel Mechayev. Yasmin Kisma Mechayev. Paul says, the person will say, I had a Yitzharoz, I couldn't, I was sick. Yitzharoz, they call it. I'm sick. The Gemara Yosef will say, I was in jail, based by Tifera, she was Mefatmet. I managed to make a Milchama. I couldn't. What do you mean he couldn't? Yosef also could have said he couldn't. He had to run up and out clothes to the street. And he knew he was going to jail after it. And those after was just to do Aveira. That Mamash Aveira. He was Mechaibis Anin. He said, Mechaibis was Mechaibis Ashir. This is the way a person has to approach. And if a person puts it inside himself, what we're suffering from around us, it's instead of suffering from inside. Hashem can make you sick, can make you a headache, it can give you a machla, I'm only gives you a bad roommate. It's a germ from outside, yeah? So you have a little one, you have a big one. You want to do something, it doesn't work out. All of that is the Yisurim. This is the way Parashat Shmoy starts. This is Klal Yisrael. And you will never understand it. And it's not in our Madregis to understand that 210 years you have to suffer. Say, what's Apikoyris? Came to one of the Gdolim. He told him, why are you so happy in Yetzias Mitzrayim? He said, what do you mean, why are we happy? Shem goes out of Mitzrayim. He said, yeah, I'll give you a marshal. He said, a person was walking in the street. And he sees near him another person walking, and he falls in a big pit. He breaks his hands, his feet, his nose, everything, completely. Mamas, like a bag full of bones is left. A guy runs over, pulls him out, calls the ambulance, takes him to the hospital, takes care of him, moves him into his house, but the other has to be in the bottom floor. He buys a house, he buys a garage. The kids, he's looking after him. The guy stops to work. Mamas, 24 hours, is looking after this guy. So, you know, the city wanted to buy that guy. It's a present, you know. The guy said, I dig the boy. Everything that I'm doing is not fixing what I did. So that because came to one of the Gedalim, he said, Hashem put you in Mitzrayim, he took us out. No? What are the guys that see us Mitzrayim? This is the Apikosis Lika Ashkofe. And everyone has this Apikosis Ashkofe inside where he's suffering the whole time. Saying, it's Dvorim Amukim. What is the Musik of Kura Barzer from Mitzrayim? And it's a Chesed Hashem that he took us out of Mitzrayim. But if a person doesn't understand that the Yisurim is chelik from the Mahus, chelik from the Mahus of the Tzura, how it has to be, he could never fight it. He could never fight it. The mashal I heard once from a Chashuv Yid is, Lamazog on a person, you know, you go to invest in a company, they tell you that every day this company that you buy, it's a Chashuv company, but because it's very crowded, every day one building just flies away. Yeah. You buy millions of buildings, but every day something has to fly away, it's too crowded. So every day by night, you look to find what building flew away, right? So sometimes it's only small half, very loud. Because when you bought this, you know every day what is going away. It has to be like that. The Yisurim, this is the Mahus. A person is made klal Yisrael amei b'yisoidet. So that kufas of klal Yisrael nishu. But when it kufas of a galus, that is a kura barzel, and a person has to go. We'll ask one of these little kids in Mitzrayim that's inside a wall, and we put him instead of a stone. He's asking, okay, so I'm instead of a stone. Something, I don't know how much time it took till he died, yeah? But he's yelling from inside the wall to this little kid. He's asking, so what I exactly, what is my tafti? The answer is, his isurim are the ones that are bringing Klal Yisrael to Shleimus. And it brings Klal Yisrael to Shleimus. The Shleimus that Klal Yisrael will have, Lenetzach Netzachim, it's tied together. We don't understand it. We don't understand it. We totally don't understand it. How exactly this little kid inside the wall is getting? This person that was killed in Kovne, and they put him into this gas, so what is happening? Whether the next generation knows about it, from 5 minutes, 6 minutes, we'll know the same thing. But we know be'emunah shleima that this is kura barzel, bo'itzeisi ve'lokachti ve'go'alti, and it's a chesed Hashem, and this is the tzura that Hashem made a chesed of us to take us out of Mitzrayim. But if a person has to, the Mechliyuda left of Yishvami once, a person has to know, while this is the richtige Ashkofe, if you don't have it, and you live a life differently, it's your fault that you're suffering so much. If a person doesn't understand that this is the tzura, Baruch Hashem, this is what Hashem wants me to suffer, this is the way Hashem wants him to attack in the world, a person doesn't put it inside him, so he's suffering much more. No avarice is miskata to him. It's his problem that he's suffering. But if a person puts it into himself, again, I'm not meaning now that a person has to go to look for tzoras. Also lachboil ba'atzma. A person could try to be good. But what happens and sticks to him, it's givaldik. I have to suffer. I have to suffer. Rabbi Eichonon. Think you're better for Rabbi Eichonon. He got 10 kids. 10 kids. The Gemara in Aroya, what happened to Abai and Rava, kids, the wife, a terrible story is what was happening to them. Baruch Yisurim, they suffered. But if a person is mischazing, I'm saying this is Shmois. And a person, when you read the Parsha, read the Golis, read the Tzura, how it goes. Avraham Avinu has to go, his sorrow has to be taken to Beis Avimelech. Avraham is scared that they will kill him. If Avraham was scared that they will kill him, he was really scared. It's Pachat Mavis. He was in a Pachat Mavis. Sarah was in a Pachat Mavis. If Yankov Avinu says, Me'at Veroim, what is Yankov Avinu? Bchira Oves. What is his life? He grows with a brother, Hashem Yishmael, yeah? He finishes the brother tries to kill him. He's hiding somewhere in a yeshiva for 14 years. He comes to Lavan, Aseres Moinim. He comes to Shechem, Zayim Al-Chavim. When he doesn't have a son, not like that, Ruach HaKedesh leaves him, Al Ruach HaKedesh, he doesn't know what is happening. But Yankov Avinu says, Me'at V'roim Yomei Shnei Chayai. The person says, no, but I want to be also Yankov Avinu, and I want good life. And if every time it doesn't go good, I'm in a bad mood. I need a break. Shoyte, shoyte bistu. Every time when the Yisurim come, givaldik. Givaldik. This is the time to grow. This is the time to jump higher. That's the Shem we'll have siyata nishma.